Hello again and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we're talking with the Vice President of Enrollment Management at the University of Jamestown, Scott Goplin, with the University of Jamestown. Thank you so much for joining us today, Scott.
Thank you, Warren.
Now, you're here today to talk about the Holiday Frenzy Visit Day. Do you want to tell everybody what that's about?
Well, it's probably the most enjoyable visit day program that we host each year. I'm always looking forward to it because largely it's all centered around the holiday Christmas season. And we call it frenzy because there's just so many things going on and what have you. It's enjoyable. It's informational. It's important, obviously, for prospective students who might be considering the university as their educational option for higher education. We, of course, cater to the specifically to the prospective students, but also their parents. Their parents are a big part of that college choice process, and so we want to be sure that both the student, prospective student, and the parents get something out of it. The day itself is kind of a combination of informational panels, a tour of the campus, a welcome from Dr. And President Robert Bedell, overview of our academic program, student life. Obviously, we also get heavily into details on our financial aid program, scholarship programs, the admission process itself, the importance of good grades, test scores, how important are they in that process, ACT, SAT, and just so much more. And then we kind of complement the whole day with a complimentary lunch. And, of course, I think our dining service does a great job there because we want students, of course, to really feel, can they fit in at the university? So it's a matter of bringing them into contact with faculty, with staff, and, of course, most importantly, with our own students. So we do that in a variety of ways. Our student ambassadors take them on tours of the campus. Obviously, when they get to the dining hall, they see a lot of activity there. And we even have a student panel with a bunch of our current students that will sit there and tell the students, okay, I've been sitting right where you were at that time, and this is how I went through that college process, and this is how I believe that my expectations are being met at the University of Jamestown. So it really is a very enjoyable, I think, morning for all. It usually starts about 8 o'clock for those students who want to arrive early and meet with coaches. In our music department, if they want to talk to the music people, that's very helpful there. And then the actual program doesn't start till about 9 o'clock with our official welcome. Okay. And so the early bird session really helps the student athletes who are interested in talking with those coaches to get a lot of their questions answered, as well as the musicians and talented artists.
Yeah, well, it already sounds like it's going to be a frenzy. Lots of just a surplus of students that are there going to be viewing the campus. Scott, do you know approximately how many students that the campus is expecting on that day?
Usually we'll see between 35 to 50 students.
Okay.
Along with their guests, usually around 150 people. And so that's a nice size group for that Saturday, December 7th. I'm hopeful for more.
Right, absolutely.
It's early yet. And so we believe it could be one of our larger prospective student visit day type programs. But okay. Holiday Frenzy, we even always have a few surprises and that sort of thing. They try to get me to dress up as Santa Claus, and we'll see if that happens or not. I'm not sure about that this year.
Well, that's exciting. Scott, do you know approximately where most of the students are coming from? I know that Jamestown usually gets a lot of different prospective students from all over the world, in fact.
Yes.
Do you know if there's a majority of them that are local, or do you happen to know any of that information off the top?
It's a little bit early to tell. Mm-hmm. Our general visit day programs that we have almost monthly, we'll see about half of those, of course, from the North Dakota area, mm-hmm. but half of those will be from Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and even much further. We've had students as far away as California and Texas and what have you. It just really depends. At that particular time of year, December, they may not be coming from quite as far as they usually do, but we're still hopeful that some of them will make their way to the campus.
Right. I think the snow on the ground would scare them away, too.
You think so? It might.
So, Mr. Goplin, we didn't mention the date that the Holiday Frenzy would be taking place.
That's Saturday, December 7th.
December 7th. Okay. And now, if anybody is interested in participating in Holiday Frenzy Day, is there a number or someone they can contact in order to get more information on this?
My recommendation, the easiest way, is go on our website to www.uj.edu. And they'll go directly to the campus visit. Right there on the website, the homepage, they'll see the Holiday Frenzy. Okay. There's a big icon there. Just hit that icon, and it'll lead them to a registration area to register for the program.
Okay.
That also gives more details about the program as well. Of course, if they simply call the admission office and our 800 number at the university, that's great too.
Okay. All right. That's the upcoming Holiday Frenzy Visit Day happening at the University of Jamestown. Is there any more information that we have about this that we're not hitting at all, Mr. Goplin?
Well, one thing that I would want to emphasize, obviously one of the biggest hurdles to looking at private higher education is cost. Mm. And when students would compare this particular private university to most private colleges and universities in the country, we're almost half the tuition, yet probably at least the same value as most in what we provide our students and our parents. The education that's provided, the placement rates, I mean, we have very little that we could say that given our costs that we don't provide as services in order to make our students successful at the University of Jamestown. A large part of that is helped by competitive scholarships, scholarships that are funded by our very generous alumni, friends, foundations, what have you, that make our education affordable for our students.
Right, and that's all right here in the University of Jamestown. We do have a little bit more time, Mr. Goplin. You could also talk to us a little bit about the scholarships that you were saying. Now, how can people get more information about that? Do they can talk to the financial aid office on the University of Jamestown or the business office there in the town?
Talk to our any admission representative. Call the admission office. Talk to our admission representatives. We assign admission representatives to different locations of the United States, and every particular representative has a high school that they're working with those students, and we'll find that representative for them that can give them more detail on the scholarships. They can go on the website as well to the admission and financial aid section. They'll see scholarships on that site, and it'll give them far more details. The scholarships range from as low as $500 up to full tuition. And obviously, to be eligible for them, they have to apply and be accepted first to the university. There is no application fee to apply to the university, and it's an online application. Okay. Obviously, what I'm looking for there as the Vice President Dean of Admission is a student who, of course, is a good fit for the university, but has been challenged in their high school experience and is a good high school preparation for college. That's what's important to the students to be successful at the University of Jamestown.
Right. And now this Holiday Frenzy Visit Day, they can also find out more information about that as well.
Absolutely. We will give them plenty of details during that day about the admission process, as well as scholarships, financial aid, grants, loans, on-campus employment, all the ways the students can afford see that their education can be affordable at the university.
Absolutely. Mr. Goplin, thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Talk About It.
Thank you, Warren.